So it's a man,
mm-hmm.
the landlord?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even though he's not being nice.
He's not being nice.
You can repeat or just sit in the chair, whatever you want, okay? He's not being nice at all.
He's not being nice at all.
And that's not okay.
And that's not okay.
And somebody needs to fix it.
Somebody needs to fix it.
He's bad.
He's bad.
He's really bad.
He's really bad.
And nobody is making him behave.
Is making him behave.
And I hate that.
And I hate that.
And it's not okay.
It's not okay.
He can't treat me like this.
He can't treat me like this.
Apparently he can. Nobody's protecting me. He's a big, ugly bully. A mean bully. He's stupid.
He's ugly.
And he's out of line.
And if I was magic.
If I was bewitched.
I'd wiggle my nose.
And he would be a toad.
A giant toad.
And people would laugh at him. And he could never bully anyone again.
Ever.
He's such a bully.
He's so stupid.
He's a bad man.
And I wish he would go away.
I wish he would lose all ability.
To be mean. To be annoying.
I wish he would be cursed.
With niceness.
And he would say only nice things. And be appalled. And wonder what was wrong with him. And no matter what he tried to say. It would only be nice. And he would be so sad. And so lonely.
In his head.
When he could only say nice things. Even though I really don't like this person. It hurts my stomach.
I think of him.
And that jerk. Invades my peace.
He doesn't even have to be.
In front of me. He haunts me.
Attacks me.
Through letters.
Through phone calls.
Through memory.
Through tone.
Through energy.
Through thought.
All the bullies I have known.
All the bullies I have known.
All the people.
Who have abused their power.
Let their egos.
Run amok.
He is. Like all of them.
Wrapped up in one package.
And I don't know how to get rid of him. I'd like to bury him in the backyard. But he'd probably smell bad. I'd like to get rid of this person forever. From my life.
From my memory.
From my mind.
I really wish I was free.
I don't know how to be free. All the bullies I have known.
All the bullies I have witnessed.
All the bullies I have experienced. All the bullies I have observed.
In all time.
In all generations. Wouldn't it be a kick?
If this silly tapping.
If all these silly words.
With all these funny grown-ups.
Could actually shift the energy. What would that mean? I don't care what it would mean.
I just want peace.
I want a big invisible
force field.
A wonderful bubble.
All around me.
So he couldn't reach me. With his stinky energy.
With his ridiculous words.
With his awful vision. It's like he shoots poison at me.
Through his eyes.
Through his voice.
Even when he breathes.
It bothers me.
He's using good air.
And I don't think he deserves it.
He is bad.
He's just bad. bad. Anyway.
I'm participating.
In this energy.
As the victim.
I really want to shift that now.
I no longer.
Agree.
To play.
In the bully energy.
Yes, I do.
There's all kinds of bullies.
That have been in my life story.
I'm not ready to let it go. Yes, I am. Well, maybe I'm not.
I really want to.
I don't know what I want.
Can I let go of all the bullies?
What would it be like?
Popping a balloon.
The landlord.
Would just lose.
All his stinky air.
All his stinky intent. All his stinky control.
All his stinky illusions.
Of power.
Of being the bully.
I'm requesting.
That whatever part of me.
Recognizes this pattern.
A bully and victim.
Create closure now.
There are people I will never like.
Behavior I will never agree with.
I just want to let that go.
I don't have to like it.
I don't have to agree with it.
I'm seeking to heal whatever can be healed.
That's manifesting.
Through this jerk.
I withdraw all permission.
To have him in my reality.
Poking.
At all memory.
All frustration.
All attachment.
To the wrongness, the badness.
Of people that are jerks.
That are stupid.
That know better.
And don't change their behavior.
All that this landlord represents.
It's
like he's possessed.
By all that stinky energy.
I'd like to let him free now.
So he can leave me alone.
Whatever I've been contributing.
To this vibration.
Of bully and innocent.
I want to heal that today.
I want this to stop.
I really want this to stop.
Everything this man represents.
Every way that authority has been abused.
Every way that power has been misused.
I want to cut all energetic ties.
To my judgment, my resistance.
And my attachment.
To changing it.
There are bad people.
There are mean people.
There are bullies.
I will see them.
I will recognize them.
It's part of life.
I withdraw.
All permission.
All agreement.
To stay in this energy.
More than I have to.
I now
see the energy
connected
to all bullies,
to the bully.
And I bring that energy
away from them
and back to me.
I'd like to feel so good
but it's painful
for stinky energy
for bullies
to see me
to be near me
I'd like to feel so good
In the rightness of me.
In the rightness I create.
That all the bullies.
All the ego.
Maniacs.
Just don't prefer.
The space around me.
I claim my power.
Of witnessing.
Acknowledging.
I don't like the jerks.
I wish they would leave the planet.
No, I don't.
I wish they'd wake up.
I wish they'd wake up.
And play nice.
And play nice.
And be nice.
And be nice.
And be what they're capable of being.
And be what they're capable of being.
It's sad.
It's sad.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
I want to feel better anyway.
I want to feel better anyway.
I want to withdraw all energetic ties.
I want to withdraw all energetic ties.
To things I can't change.
To things I can't change.
And bring my energy back to me.
And bring my energy back to me.
My focus back to me.
Bring my focus back to me.
Back to the goodness.
Back to the goodness.
That I create.
That I create.
The goodness.
The goodness.
That I'm expanding now.
That I'm expanding now.
As a magic force field.
As a magic force field.
That sucks the energy.
That sucks the energy.
Right out.
Right out.
Of the power hungry.
Of the power hungry.
Little people.
Little people.
That think they're big.
That think they're big.
I no longer agree to play.
I no longer agree to play.
I've been playing.
I've been playing.
Because I didn't know.
Because I didn't know.
How to shift.
How to shift.
How to heal.
How to heal.
This paradigm.
This paradigm.
That I'm so familiar with.
I'm so familiar with.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
For bringing it so close.
For bringing it so close.
So frustratingly close.
So frustratingly close.
So painfully close.
So painfully close.
This has really been happening.
This has really been happening.
My home.
My home.
I have no peace.
I have no peace.
I feel like my peace is stolen.
I feel like my peace is stolen.
I no longer get permission.
I no longer get permission.
To buy into this craziness.
To buy into this craziness.
Whatever he's receiving.
Whatever he's receiving.
From me.
From me.
I withdraw it now.
I withdraw it now.
I withdraw it now.
I withdraw it now.
I withdraw.
I withdraw.
All energetic.
All energetic.
All emotional.
All emotional.
Connection.
Connection.
To the bozo.
To the bozo.
He is such a bozo.
He is such a bozo.
I see him like a big clown.
I see him like a big clown.
I'd like to honk his nose. Trip him with those big shoes.
Trip him with those big shoes.
He no longer.
He no longer.
Gets to be a serious bully.
Gets to be a serious bully.
He's a silly little man.
He's a silly little man.
Pretending he's a grown up.
Pretending he's a grown up.
Pretending he has power.
Pretending he has power.
He has no idea.
He has no idea.
How ridiculous it all is.
How ridiculous it all is.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For seeing what he wanted me to see.
For seeing what I wanted me to see.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For seeing.
For seeing.
What he wanted.
What he wanted.
Me to see.
What he wanted me to see.
I don't play.
I don't play.
I don't agree.
I don't agree.
He's annoying.
He's annoying.
He may annoy me.
He may annoy me.
Like a mosquito.
Like a mosquito.
Not like a clown.
Not like a clown.
Not like a giant toad.
Not like a giant toad.
Not like a smelly corpse.
Not like a smelly corpse.
He's annoying.
He's annoying.
Like a mosquito.
Like a mosquito.
That's all he is to me.
That's all he is to me.
One day I'll live somewhere else.
One day I'll live somewhere else.
And I won't even spare a thought.
And I won't even spare a thought.
This annoying man.
This annoying man.
All that he represents.
All that he represents.
I say yes.
I say yes.
I bought into it.
I bought into it.
I'm creating closure now.
I'm creating closure now.
Any way I have participated.
Any way I have participated.
In this lifetime or any others. In the vibration.
In the vibration.
Of bully.
Of bully.
And victim.
And victim.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
I create closure.
I create closure.
Today.
Today.
I deeply.
I deeply.
I profoundly.
I profoundly.
Love and accept me.
Love and accept me.
I am.
I am.
A beloved child.
A beloved child.
Of the Creator.
Of the Creator.
I do deserve.
I do deserve.
To have closure.
To have closure.
I do deserve.
I do deserve.
To know the truth.
To know the truth.
Of me.
Of me.
Of who I am.
Of who I am.
Of who I am.
Of who I am.
I claim the power of me.
I claim the power of me.
Now.
Now.
Okay, big breath. Any thoughts?
That was great.
So whenever you go into the old emotional pattern, picture the clown. That you're the giant toad. The one I saw was really big. It was about this tall.
Oh my God.
Bumpy. Ugh. And, you know, immediately just slip into that vibration. And so, really, it's kind of like, you know, opposing vibrations really can't exist in the same space very well. Like, you can't really hold fear and gratitude all together. It just doesn't work. Okay? So the vibrational space that you hold, it can either repel certain things or it can mesh with certain things. So once you've used tapping to shift enough energy to have choice, it's very important that you step up the vibration you want. Picturing a clown and laughing is a great vibration because there's nothing for him to receive there. Okay? But what I found personally without tapping and the humor and acknowledging that you really want to hurt this person in a safe way, without all that, I just could never make the vibrational shift, the emotional shift consistently enough for them to be repelled. Does that make sense? You ever notice like angry people always have angry people around them?
Yeah.
And sad people attract a lot of sad people.
Mm-hmm. And cynical people.
Yeah. It's like you're going to have conversations and experiences, and then when you start really playing with this energy and this journey of enlightenment, that stuff will avoid you. You know, you can be so bright that they're like, "Wah!" You know, angry people really don't come in my experience anymore. They might come like a few people in front of me somewhere, but even that, I can usually shift the energy even then. And that's a big change from where I used to be. I mean, I could see somebody over there in an argument and I could feel angry over here. You know, or I see somebody on TV mad, I could feel anger in my body. So that's a big shift. It's a huge, tangible shift to me. But it's always like that. Feeling is an emotion, it's a vibration, and it can either mesh and integrate with others, whichever paradigm, whichever level that you're playing. It's always two ends. Or you can get so good at being centered that those other energies don't want to play. All right? But tapping's the piece that will allow you to make that shift. So now you have the clown picture, you have the frog picture, and if you have to see him, yeah, picture that, and it will absolutely take his.
Flatten him with a fly swatter.
And so what happens is that when he can't get the energy feed off of you anymore, he will it'll change. Yeah. It'll absolutely change. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, let me know.